Welcome to this week's edition of Mortgage Rates Radio. I'm Philip McAllister, the publisher of mortgagerates.co.nz and the New Zealand Mortgage Magazine. It's July the 14th and the Football World Cup has reached its climax. What a fantastic tournament it's been. In this broadcast, I'll update you on the latest home loan rate changes and also give you an insight into banks and their cash giveaways. This week, you can also expect to see a new group enter into the mortgage broking market. But first of all, here is an update on the latest changes during the past week. Amongst the various changes, two terms have stood out for me as being the hot spots. They are the one-year fixed rate and the two-year rate. Westpac moved late in the week to match the 5.95% one-year rate ASB rolled out earlier. Meanwhile, Kiwi Bank upped its one-year rate to 5.99%. In the two-year space, HSBC removed its specials, but ANZ did the opposite. It has now introduced a special of 6.09%, but it's upped its standard rate 4 basis points. This special is one of those typical ones which has got all the terms and conditions around it. This new rate is better than what the other big banks are offering and is on par with BNZ's classic product. I think it's important to understand what BNZ does. It uses its classic product as what it calls its hero rate. That is, whatever rate it wants to really compete in the market, it'll roll out a good rate and it'll put it into the classic space. You'll see when you look at our rates table that the classic line does not have rates across every term. It's just used for the rates it wants to compete in. Also of interest over the past week has been that both ANZ and ASB have lifted their cash contributions 50% from $2,000 to $3,000. This is the cash they'll give you if you come and do business with them. Cash contributions are mainly used by the big banks to entice customers to their doors. I do not like them at all. To help explain why, I'll tell you about a recent discussion I had with the outgoing chief executive of SBS Bank, Ross Smith. The bank somewhat reluctantly takes part in this great bank pricing war, but it takes a different approach to others. It offers either a $3,000 cash contribution or a discounted interest rate, not both. Smith said that most customers take the cash, yet they would save more money if they went for the discounted interest rate. I guess that goes to show two things. One, cash is king. You wave it in front of people and they'll take it. But the second point, and probably the more important point, is maybe there should be a little bit more education amongst borrowers about how to work out the numbers and what is the best deal. There is a funny side to this story as well. That's that some banks or some bank staff don't actually understand the offer. When they go up against an SBS offer, they've offered customers both the cash and the lower interest rate. Smith said SBS can't compete in these situations and he just lets those customers go. Brokers too struggle with it when banks are waving around wads of cash. In mortgage broking news this week, we are likely to see the launch of a new aggregation group. Prosper Group is likely to get into bed with one of the real estate firms. A couple of firms already do this. Ray White has its loan market relationship and Harcourts has Mortgage Express. So watch out for Remax to join the party. To sign off this broadcast, I'll note that the first peer-to-peer lending license has been issued. Peer-to-peer lending is a fascinating space and I think it's one which deserves a whole broadcast to itself. So I will cover that in a future broadcast. If you have any subject that you would like me to discuss or issues you'd like me to kick around, please contact me. Use the email address philip@mortgagerates.co.nz. Likewise, if you know someone who would like to hear these radio broadcasts, please let them know what we're doing at mortgagerates.co.nz. Until next time, have a great week.